Welcome to Story Share, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's Life Lesson series. Today's lesson is that technology changes the world, and specifically, we are going to focus on the power of social media in today's society. The internet and technology today make it so that we can reach more people without having to get on a plane and meet each person face to face. Facebook now has 1 billion users. That means that 1 in 7 people on the planet have a Facebook account. From film and media to medicine, social media has changed the way that we do business, leveled the playing field, and ultimately altered the way that we communicate. Rayan Laksamana explains how social media helped him to find a job in film and media in his native Indonesia. He details, "Before social media, learning from the best was like trying to fly from Earth to Mars. Everybody is milking everyone else by commoditizing connections. With social media, anyone is just a few pages away." Laksamana explains that the more leveled playing field of social media is enabling him to not only find jobs for himself, but to also create jobs for others. "In Indonesia, we were clueless as to how to create jobs in the film and media industry. All of the major companies and studios were taking the profits and setting barbaric pricing. What we found is that Indonesia has tens of millions of mobile internet users, and our mobile growth is actually ranked 8th in the world." Laksamana took that information and then created a marketing and regulatory platform for the smaller independent producers. The hope is that in doing this, it would allow the money to go back to where it needs to go, rather than to those who are not directly involved in the creation of content. "If this works as we have planned, it will trigger a thriving egalitarian media ecosystem in Indonesia, and it's all thanks to social networking. The system of learning and the opening of a new market would not have been possible without it." As social media opened doors for Rayan Laksamana, it has done the same for many others throughout the world as well. In her blog, Dr. Natasha Birgit unravels that social media for her is about 1. Being part of the health social media and blogging community has given her a connection and an outlet. It allows her to express herself as a physician and a mom, creating a professional diary of her life. 2. She has met amazing people with big ideas and bigger hearts who inspire and challenge her daily. 3. She has seen a glimpse of how big an effect a group of vocal health writers can have, how active advocates can act to correct falsehoods and incorrect reporting. She is a part of a movement, a way that healthcare is changing. 4. She unexpectedly found how one purpose could be defined in such a short amount of time. Social media helped Dr. Birgit to attain more in her profession as a doctor. From filmmakers like Rayan Laksamana to doctors like Natasha Birgit, social media is used by all, and when used effectively, social media can enhance one's cause or purpose. Here are some statistics about social media. Over 50% of the world's population is under 30. Out of those under 30, 96% of them have joined a social network. Facebook tops Google for weekly traffic in the USA. 1 out of 8 couples in the US met via social media. It took radio 38 years to reach 50 million users. It took TV 13 years to reach 50 million users. Internet 4 years to reach 50 million users, and the iPod 3 years to reach 50 million users. Facebook added over 200 million users in less than a year. iPod application downloads hit 1 billion in 9 months. If Facebook were a country, it would be the world's third largest. China, India, Facebook, United States, Indonesia, Brazil, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. A United States Department of Education study revealed that online students outperformed those receiving face-to-face instruction. 80% of companies use social media for recruitment. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. Half of the 1 billion registered Facebook users use it every day. Research from The Social Habit indicates that in the sample surveyed, 80% of Americans between 12 and 24 have a Facebook account. It is difficult to think of any brand in history that has had that kind of market penetration. Even in elementary schools, technology is an important part of the curriculum. Coder Dojo is a new global movement that is teaching elementary school children how to create software and apps. Technology, the computer, social media, and the internet permeate throughout our lives. Social media is a powerful tool. For example, businesses around the world are using social media to their advantage. Social media is one of the multifarious tools that exist in today's world that will aid InterviewGirl.com in its mission to make the world a better place through human beings sharing stories with one another. Social media has had a tremendous impact on businesses and will continue to do so in the future. Melanie Notkin, a founder of SavvyAuntie.com, describes that in the summer of 2007, she discovered Twitter through a blog post by Jeremiah O. Young. It was the perfect Peoria testing ground as a marketer. As I was developing SavvyAuntie.com, I was able to leverage my innate curiosity and ask my new Twitter friends about the role they played as aunts or as moms who rely on aunts in their kids' lives. It really helped me build a better online destination. Over time, I met true pioneers in this new media such as Scott Monty, Aaron Strout, Chris Brogan, Gary Vee, Zappos, and of course, Brian Solis, who taught me so much on how to connect and inspire my audience. By the time she launched SavvyAuntie.com in July 2008, the support from the Twitter community was so strong, SavvyAuntie was the most tweeted word that day. Melanie Notkin's story is one of millions about people who have spread their message via the World Wide Web and or by using social media platforms. In a 2012 Social Media Marketing Industry report, Michael Stelzner reports that even with a minimal time investment, the vast majority of marketers, 85%, indicated their social media efforts increased exposure for their business. He also notes that nearly all marketers who have been employing social media marketing for a year or longer report it generates exposure for their business. A significant 95% of those conducting social media activities for more than 3 years agree, as opposed to 73% of those who have been doing it for 6 months or less. Even just 2 decades ago, to start a business, you had to actually make something. You needed assets, funding, and some way to tap into the traditional business infrastructure. With social media and the internet, those businesses' barriers have been destroyed. Inspiration and creativity is seen in many businesses on the internet today. One of the most amazing results of the advent of the internet and social media becoming part of everyday life for citizens throughout the world is that with an internet connection, boundless possibilities present themselves for people. Who owns a business is no longer just an inevitable result of your family's economic conditions or the university you attended. In human history, first civilization encountered the agricultural revolution, then the industrial revolution. Now, we are living through the digital revolution, which refers to the radical reshaping and restructuring of society caused by digital technology. Some experts who report about technology and social media believe that social media is the biggest shift in society since the Industrial Revolution. There are many reasons why experts feel this way, but one of the major reasons is that social media allows businesses to now have equal footing if they have a high-speed internet connection. We are going to continue this episode about how social media is changing the world in our next episode of the StoryShare podcast. Today, we covered how social media has changed the way that we do business in the world. The Interview Girl Foundation looks forward to seeing you back for our next episode, where we examine how the Interview Girl Foundation plans to apply advanced technology to international development and global health. We are ending this episode with reflection questions because remember, it is with our questions that we can begin to change the world. Today, we leave you with our question quest. How are you spending your time on social media? How can you use your social media accounts to make the world a better place? Is there time that you are spending on social media that you can spend somewhere else? Social media is indeed changing the world in which we live. It is powerful for us to reflect on how we are using our own social media accounts in our own lives. We will see you tomorrow for part 2 of this episode, where we continue to discuss why and how social media is changing the world. Thank you for being part of another episode of Stories Share, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week.